This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. There is the most glorious revelation that we can feast on in our abiding with the Holy Spirit. On one particular evening, as I was preparing for a teaching, the teacher guided me to study a different passage that I had originally planned. Most magnificently, as he led me to the first book of Corinthians, chapter 11, he began to speak to me about communion. Thereafter, the blessed Holy Spirit graced me with profound details about His Majesty's intimate time with His disciples. Our Blessed One graciously guided me to follow the last footsteps of the King of Glory on earth. Faithfully, He was reminding me that when we feast, there is precious revelation that shall come forth from the breaking of bread. Amen. This is what the great apostle, by the Spirit, taught the Corinthians in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 11. Apostle Paul taught what he received in those letters, in that epistle, from the Blessed One, of what occurred on the night of the Last Supper. The Blessed Lord Jesus, in his earthly life, he knew the hearts of all men. When he sat down with his friends for intimacy, the disciples, he sat to feast, knowing that day that one would betray him for 30 pieces of silver and a kiss. Yet, our merciful Savior demonstrated his love and prepared a table and broke bread with his betrayer. Thy Lord surely carried grief and sorrows in his heart as his friend Judas Iscariot tragically, most tragically, walked away from the Master's table to the path of Satan, the path of the greatest betrayal. Oftentimes we read with tears the story left for us of our humble King, whom in such great love continued in fellowship, supped from the cup of praise, and sang hymns with his dearest friends. Let us remember thy Lord's love for Judas never departed as his disciple conspired with Satan to betray him. When we sit at the Blessed Lord Jesus' feet, may we remember him. May we remember how his heart responded to his friend turned enemy. In this, dear ones, we shall continue to partake in remembering our beautiful Jesus.